At the top of this year's capital projects priority list is $1 million requested for the construction and utility improvements of Wood Street for the new medical campus, $3.8 million in additional state funding for the Wrangell Medical Center project, as well as $1 million for the next phase of the downtown revitalization project. City Manager Timothy Rooney says the priority list has a number of important projects, and once the top three are completed this year, many of the other top 12 projects will move up the list. One in particular is the request of $8.5 million for improvements to Wrangell's boatyards, which is prioritized as fourth on the list under Wrangell's downtown revitalization project at number three. Rooney says at a recent meeting with Senator Bert Stedman, Stedman expressed concerns that Wrangell's boatyard project was not further up the list. Rooney says he understands Stedman's concerns, but he says unexpected delays in other city projects last year has left Wrangell with its current priority list.
The reason why the downtown revitalization project is there and asking for an additional $1 million is because the delays that have been caused in the project this fall and the actual inspection team and management team that they bring in to do work, the delays have resulted in a lot of costs. I view that as DOT's problem, not our problem. We're asking for money because DOT's identified that they're going to be short on this project, but that's just it. It's their project. I think if we're not awarded that money, DOT's got to come up with it. They've signed the contract already.
Assemblymember Bill Privett agrees the boatyard improvements are important to the community, but says no matter what order the projects are on the list, he believes if the state has the money, the projects will be funded.
I don't see any reason to change anything at this point and submit it as it is, it's not showing any disrespect to Senator Stedman. It's just simply saying that we want to make sure that one of our main priorities at this moment in time is to complete this downtown street project, because it will harbor problems for us for a long time if we don't have the funding to complete it correctly. And they got off to a late start and it's been a mess, and this is DOT's problem. However, we live here. It ultimately is our problem.
Other projects on the list for 2012 include roadwork on Cassiar Street and Weber Street, evergreen road improvements and pedestrian access, as well as recreation facility improvements and public safety building renovations. Under Assembly Reports, the Hospital Building Committee met this week to discuss construction plans for the upcoming replacement hospital project. American Health Facilities Development Program Manager Steve Rutland and Bob McGuire of Layton Construction met with city and hospital staff to review design development costs and estimates. Rutland says the design team will be visiting Wrangell next week to talk with Wrangell Medical Center staff to finalize design plans and prepare for the project to go out to bid. Project recommendations will be presented to the Assembly at the next regular Borough Assembly meeting. The next Borough Assembly meeting is scheduled for February 28th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.